Reading every day, even one page a day, gets you to focus on positive thoughts and focus on you can create and gets you to focus on I can change my situation. It gets you to focus on I can create anything I want in my life. So reading books is absolutely vital. Listening to CDs also gets you to focus and think the right thoughts and start building up that positive energy so you get to unconscious competence. Again, as part of the Global Information Network, we're going to be launching very soon a monthly program where every month we will be sending you 4 CDs and a book. And I would highly suggest and recommend that you all join the Global Information Network so that you can be plugged in and get the information from myself and my colleagues directly. So you can be hearing this information and have access to it every month, updates on world events and what's happening, but primarily teaching you this knowledge and information in depth, and more in depth. It'll be one of the most powerful tools you can have to be part of the Global Information Network. And as part of the Global Information Network, you'll also have access to upcoming events that we have, so you can come and listen to people, either myself or others, share this information, answer your questions, and meet other like-minded people who are part of the Global Information Network. You know, when you come to an event like this, one of the advantages is that your mind starts attracting other like minds. It's the law of attraction. But a unique thing happens when you're physically in a room with other people. When minds are connected in a room physically, you actually create one mind. Napoleon Hill called it the mastermind. And this is a technique that the wealthy have used throughout history because they know that themselves have incredible power, but there is a synergistic effect. When they start attaching themselves on a regular basis, physically in the same presence with other people, and start sitting down with them, they create another mind which is much more powerful than each one independently. So you're all going to be energized when you leave here, more so than those people just listening to the CDs, because you're physically here in the room. So coming to an event is much more powerful than let's say, doing sitting home watching an event on the internet. That's very, very good, but it's much, much better to physically be in the room. So I would suggest you join the Global Information Network, because you're going to be part of the inner circle and part of this unique group, almost like a secret society that's now going to be available to all people and not just the elite class. Going to seminars, as I mentioned, is a really important thing to do on a regular basis. And as part of the Global Information Network, we're going to recommend seminars and lectures that you can go to all around the world where you can, again, meet like-minded people, get more information and keep you focused on this concept. Another way to feel good if you're feeling down is music. Listening to your favorite music. If you're ever feeling blue or feeling bad, playing your favorite song can change the way you feel dramatically. Singing can change the way you feel dramatically. Use the power of music. So one of the things that, you know, I do and other folks do, is we have access to these tools so that when something occurs that we didn't expect, we immediately know that, you know, I didn't expect this. This doesn't seem like it's a good thing. But because we've been trained so well, we first reaction sometimes can make you feel bad. But we are so trained that we can turn that around. You know, I get an email and says, bad news in court. Such and such just happened. And I look at that and I go, well, that certainly appears to be bad news. But I put an instant smile on my face and I go, I have no idea how, but I know this is going to work out to my ultimate advantage. Something outstandingly good is going to come from this, and I don't know how. So I feel instantly good. But years ago, when something like that would happen, I would feel instantly bad because that was the neuro neurotransmitters that were going through the neural pathways, that was the habit that you instantly feel bad and you start focusing on, oh my God, fear comes in, this is not good, what's going to happen, because you're focusing on your own radar screen. And so in order to feel better, you go for a walk or you listen to your favorite song, you start singing, and you start changing the way you feel right away. Because the most important thing is every day is that you feel good right now, no matter what the situation. Hugs. Want to feel better? Hug somebody. Most people today don't get enough tactile contact with other human beings. Shaking hands is good, but hugging someone is really valuable, and that can make you feel tremendous. Laughing, one of the most powerful things. When people get, in our circles, when people get disastrous news, they don't focus on the disastrous news. They know if they can change their vibration, they can change that situation. And the way you change your vibration is you feel good. When you're feeling good, you're vibrating good, and something good will happen. You will attract it. So sometimes you can read funny books or watch funny movies or TV shows, or go to a situation and start laughing. The more you laugh, the better you feel. If you laugh throughout the day, it's one of the most healthiest processes you can do. Laughter is the best medicine. There was a great book written by Norman Cousins called The Anatomy of an Illness. Guy was diagnosed with cancer. He decided he was going to, you know, they all told him he was going to die. He went and he started laughing because he said, before I die, I'm just going to laugh my way into the grave. Well, 6 weeks later, when he was supposed to be dead, he went back and they said his cancer was in complete remission. The laughter itself is healing to the body. It creates an alkaline state where disease can't exist in the body, and laughter is really powerful. Smiling. Okay, if you can't laugh, at least smile. Try to smile all day long. Focus on smiling all day long. Most people walk around with a scowl on their face, which is evidence of what they're vibrating, what they're transmitting. Fear, pessimism, uncertainty. So when you smile, you change that vibration. Just the act of smiling can change the vibration. Get a massage. Believe me, you will feel tremendously good. Take a sauna, hot sauna, or a wet steam. Get a pet if you don't have a pet, or play with your pet.